Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the forefront of innovation with VivaTech's 2025 finalists. These startups are redefining industries with their visionary approaches.
VivaTech has spotlighted five groundbreaking startups tackling global challenges. From human-machine interaction to climate solutions, these companies showcase exceptional creativity and technological ingenuity.
What sets these startups apart in terms of innovation and scalability?
Each finalist offers unique solutions, like healthcare advancements and infrastructure innovations. Their impact is profound, promising to reshape their respective fields with scalable, sophisticated technologies.
Considering the competitive field, how significant is this recognition at VivaTech?
It's a prestigious acknowledgement, highlighting startups that excel in creativity and technological prowess. This exposure can catapult them into further opportunities and collaborations.
Shifting gears, let's tackle a pressing issue at CoronaPro, where a data breach raises security concerns.
Indeed, CoronaPro's data was wiped, and the co-founder, Deepak Ravindran, suspects it might be an external hack. The breach's origin remains uncertain, sparking discussions on startup vulnerabilities.
How does this situation highlight potential security gaps in startups?
The incident underscores the importance of robust security protocols, especially regarding employee access post-departure. It's a wake-up call for startups to strengthen their cybersecurity measures.
Let's transition to a personal story from OpenAI, where their marketing head faces a significant life challenge.
Kate Rauch, OpenAI's marketing head, is taking a leave for breast cancer treatment. Her candid LinkedIn post highlights the personal struggles leaders face, even in high-stakes tech roles.
What does this reveal about the human side of tech leadership?
Rauch's openness brings attention to the health challenges leaders navigate. It emphasizes the need for supportive workplace environments, especially during personal crises.
Next, we explore Eleutherai's significant contribution to AI research through their new dataset release.
Eleutherai's Common Pile V0.1 is a massive 8-terabyte dataset featuring licensed and open domain text. This resource aims to enhance AI model training while addressing legal and ethical concerns.
How does this release impact AI development and legal practices?
It's pivotal for ethical AI training, offering a legal alternative to unlicensed data scraping. This could set a precedent for future AI dataset practices, fostering responsible innovation.
Let's now turn to Washington, where tech policy is navigating a post-Musk landscape.
In Washington, tech leaders are reassessing their strategies following Musk's fallout with Trump. This shift could influence regulatory approaches, especially in AI and crypto sectors.
What potential changes could we see in tech policy?
Expect a recalibration of alliances and policies, possibly impacting innovation and regulatory dynamics. The tech sector's relationship with the administration is in flux, affecting future collaborations.
Speaking of policy shifts, Trump's executive orders fast-track supersonic travel. Let's dive into that.
Trump's order lifts the supersonic flight ban over U.S. soil, aiming to revolutionize air travel. This move could accelerate developments in faster-than-sound commercial flights.
How might this impact the aviation industry?
It opens doors for companies like Boom Supersonic, potentially reshaping travel dynamics and spurring innovation in aerospace technologies.
Now, a quick reminder for startups. Only 2 exhibitor tables remain at TechCrunch's upcoming event.
That's right. The TechCrunch All-Stage event in Boston is nearing, and it's a prime opportunity for startups to gain visibility among investors and industry leaders. The clock is ticking to secure a spot.
Let's move to Nucleus Genomics, facing criticism over their embryo testing product.
Nucleus Genomics' embryo testing product has sparked ethical debates. Critics argue it raises concerns about genetic selection and its implications for future generations.
What are the ethical considerations involved here?
The product's ability to predict traits like IQ and appearance touches on complex ethical issues, including genetic privacy and the potential for designer babies. It's a contentious topic with significant societal implications.
Let's pivot to AI governance, where Lattice's CEO emphasizes human oversight.
Sarah Franklin of Lattice advocates for a balanced approach in AI development, stressing the importance of human checks and balances to ensure ethical and effective AI integration.
Why is human oversight crucial in AI?
Humans provide essential ethical guidance and decision-making capabilities, preventing AI from operating unchecked. This balance is vital for responsible AI advancements.
Now, let's discuss the surge in clean energy investments, reaching unprecedented levels.
Clean energy investments are set to hit $2.15 trillion this year, nearly double that of fossil fuels. This trend reflects a strong global commitment to renewable energy solutions.
What factors are driving this investment boom?
The push for sustainability, technological advancements, and policy support are key drivers. This investment surge signals a pivotal shift towards a greener future.
On to the prediction market space, where X partners with Polymarket.
X, formerly Twitter, has named Polymarket as its official prediction market partner. This collaboration aims to deliver data-driven insights by integrating Polymarket's predictions with X's platform.
How might this partnership enhance X's offerings?
It could provide users with real-time insights and recommendations, enhancing engagement and decision-making capabilities on the platform.
Let's address privacy concerns in Italy, where spyware was reportedly used against activists.
Italian lawmakers allege the use of Paragon spyware to target immigration activists, raising significant privacy and surveillance concerns. However, journalists were reportedly not targeted.
What are the implications of such surveillance practices?
This highlights the delicate balance between national security and individual privacy rights, prompting calls for stricter oversight and transparency in government surveillance.
Turning to Tesla, their VP of the Optimus robot project is reportedly leaving.
Milan Kovac, Tesla's VP for the Optimus robot, announced his departure to spend more time with family. This comes as Tesla aims to scale its humanoid robots rapidly.
How might this affect Tesla's robotics ambitions?
Kovac's exit could pose challenges, but Tesla's ambitious plans for Optimus remain. Leadership transitions may impact project timelines, yet the company's commitment to innovation continues.
In San Francisco, AI startups are driving office market recovery post-pandemic.
AI startups are revitalizing San Francisco's office market, leasing significant space and contributing to economic recovery. This trend underscores the sector's resilience and growth potential.
What does this mean for the local economy?
AI-driven expansion could reduce vacancy rates and create jobs, bolstering San Francisco's economic landscape and positioning it as a hub for tech innovation.
Finally, Anthropic's appointment of a national security expert signals a focus on ethical AI development.
Richard Fontaine joins Anthropic's governing trust, enhancing its ability to navigate complex AI security decisions. This move aligns with Anthropic's commitment to safety and ethical considerations.
What are the broader implications of this appointment?
It strengthens Anthropic's governance framework, potentially influencing industry standards for ethical AI development, especially as AI capabilities intersect with national security.
That's a wrap for today's episode, covering a spectrum of tech innovations and challenges. Stay tuned for more insights on the ever-evolving tech landscape.